No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Happy April 1st to you. So, you know, we might be a little foolish today. Wait a minute. Hold on. How
is that different than any other day?
Exactly. Yeah, you said it for me.
So this is every day for us.
Yeah. So, you know, expect more of the same. You know, now we just have more of a license, I guess, to get a little more foolish than normal. Now, we have a lot of stuff to cover today. Dennis, Captain Dennis, is connected with us in Minnesota. He's going to join us in Son of Fun. We're going to talk about that. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
All right, cool. And then also, if that weren't enough, our Russian correspondent, Dmitry, is connected via Skype. Dmitry, come in! Dmitry!
Hello, guys!
All right, he's there.
Hey, Dmitry.
He might come out to Sun and Fun as well. So we got a full crew. We're going to bring everybody into the mix, and then we got a few other little foolish surprises to throw at you. However, I was traveling last week, and as we normally do on this show,
we always talk about Greg.
Yeah, we try to talk about what I've been up to. And I flew up to Newark, and I was first class. I was flying first class this time with some friends that have never flown first class before. And Ed and Keith are my flight instructors, and I am here today to impress you guys. Because when we were flying into Newark on a United flight, yes, I was wearing my leggings. They let me on board anyway. We came into the city, and it was blowing. And the plane was going all over the place. It was making some people nervous, including Kate Upton. Supermodel Kate Upton, you heard her?
Mm-hmm.
She was two seats behind me. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm kind of a big deal. Anyway, so we're flying, and I'm...
Because he was on the same airplane as Kate Upton.
He's a legend in his own mind.
We're close personal friends. Come on. We flew together in first class. Two seats behind me. Didn't say a word to her. But we're close personal friends now. Ask her security detail. I'm on a list.
I was going to say, where's the restraining order?
Yeah. Anyway, so we come into the city, and the plane is blowing around quite a bit. It was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting. Some people are getting a little nervous how the plane is moving. And I'm telling my buddy, who's never flown in first class, he's in the window seat, I'm in the aisle, and I'm looking at the runway coming up towards us in the city and how we're approaching. And sure enough, I said, okay, yeah, we've done him this million times. I said, he's coming in. I said, I got to tell you, with this wind and stuff, this is going to be interesting. And as we got closer to the runway, I said, I'll tell you what, CJ, he's a little high. He is a little high. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I'll be damned if he did not come in, touch down, and took right back off. I called the go-around. I said he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I called, I said, you know what, he's a little high to come in. You know, that we were coming in with a tailwind, obviously, and because they had shaved off like 30 minutes off the flight path. You know, our destination, we arrived there 30 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
We did the go around and then ended up on time, because a go around in Newark is about 30 minutes. So, but I was so proud of myself. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I actually called that. I saw it in the airliner. How rare is that? How much of a aviation skill, piloting skill, does that show my flight instructors right now?
Well,
come on, together, say you are a genius. Go ahead. That's what I'm expecting right now.
Well, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Why? I got it right. That's pretty good, isn't it?
What made you think he was high?
Because he was. I saw the approach.
If he was high, then why did he touch down?
Well, he touched down too far down the runway. I mean, that was it. When we came over the threshold, you know, where you see the, you know, the stripes where you're supposed to be, you know, wheels down. Then the reason I could see so well is because we were landing on a left side runway, and there's another runway right next to it. So I could see, you know, where we were supposed to land. You know what I'm saying? And I could see the other planes coming in, and I was like, hey, we're kind of high here. That tailwind, I don't know if he adjusted properly, and he's a little high, and sure enough, he touches down.
How much of a tailwind did you have?
Well, one that got us there 30 minutes earlier than we were supposed to.
Well, that would be at altitude. What about on the approach?
Well, it was blowing the plane all over the place. I didn't have a meter with me. I didn't have the cockpit.
You have four flight open up?
No.
Four flight could have told you.
I was flying by the seat of my pants, baby. I was feeling it.
No, you were riding by the seat of your pants.
Okay.
That's the reason he never finished. But they can only do a 10-knot tailwind.
Okay.
That's the maximum that they're allowed to land with.
All right. So maybe it was like a combination of a tailwind and a crosswind. Because it was obviously blowing the plane all over the place because it was,
you know. It was probably pretty windy.
Yeah, it was. It was gusty. Everybody was having issues, but we actually did a go-around. He just, and from what I could tell, just two wheels hit. You know, the back wheels hit. The nose never came down. He hit, and he went, and then, you know, he was like, and I was like, hey, he's doing a go-around. And then I told CJ, I said, he's doing the right thing. Take it from me.
Okay.
You will feel much safer now. And my friend was impressed. He's like, wow, you are a real pilot in training.
Okay. Yeah. So now, this brings up another thing.
Okay.
We've had it playing at the school for a couple weeks now.
Right.
Have you heard the song, You Can Always Go Around?
You Can Always Go Around?
There's a song, You Can Always Go Around. It's a YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
You need to download and play that.
Okay, and it's pilots, by a pilot, for a pilot.
Yeah. You should probably put that up on our webpage.
Yeah, it probably should go on Just Plane Radio's Facebook page. But seriously, because I guarantee you, you'll hear it, and you'll immediately take a couple snips off of it to put on the your lead-ins here for the show.
Okay,
because it's
bumper
it's,
music.
Yeah, for it
us.
Is. It is. Totally on spot and good.
Just don't listen to it before you go to bed.
Yeah, because you'll never go to sleep because it'll be playing in your head over and over again.
It's going to give you an earworm.
Always go around.
It's going to give you an earworm.
That just ruined the show.
That's a technical term for that, just so you know. You guys didn't know that.
Yes, we know. That's an earworm.
That's an earworm. Okay. So we'll see about getting that up on the Just Plane Radio Facebook page, and then I'll promptly share it with the pilot of my United flight up to Newark. Hey, dude. Good job. You did what you're supposed to. And everybody else, you scared the bejesus out of them. Thank goodness I was on the plane to calm them all down. You are welcome. So, anyway.
So, did you hold Kate's hand?
No.
During the go-around?
No. I tried to make eye contact, but of course she wouldn't do that. And her security detail, you know, like I said, I'm on a list now, so we're close personal friends. But, yeah, she was on the flight, and it was fun. It was nice. You know, other than having to go around, and it ended up getting us there on time. We were all excited, like, hey, we'll get up to the Big Apple early. Nope. We were right on time. So
the pilots just wanted to get paid their full block time.
That's right.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it was. A good point.
We can't get here early.
They get there early.
Pay. Let's go around. Get another 30 minutes of pay.
Maybe that's what he did. I don't know. Or she. I don't know who was flying. Probably should have found out. But anyway, it was. Are you impressed with the fact that I called the landing, though? Isn't that nice?
I think from our comments earlier, most of the listeners have figured out no.
Well, you should be. Doesn't that mean learning has occurred? I mean, okay, they're flight instructors. Dennis, surely you're impressed by that, aren't you? Aren't you thinking
No, not really.
Oh, geez. Dimitri, come on, you're Russian. You're impressed with everything we have here.
Yeah, but not this time.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry.
No respect.
I
no
love
respect
how they're falling in line.
It's
here.
Just not right. So not right. Okay. Well,
it just sounds weird. If he was too high, why would he touch down? If I see him too high, I don't need to touch down to go around.
Well, he touched down just later than he was expecting to. Is what my feeling was, because he just bounced. You know, he just like came down. No, we're not doing this. You know, and they realize, like, hey,
once
we're going to
have... wheels are on the ground, it's very difficult to go around in a commercial jet.
Well, I mean, literally, they just touched. So it wasn't like they rolled at all. I mean, at the point where he realized he had to go around, I would imagine it was before they touched down, because he just, like, and kept going. You know what I mean?
So yeah, you would think that the captain would have...
in a jet. It just doesn't work that way because it takes about six.
The captain would have spooled up the engines to arrest that sink and made that decision a lot sooner than letting the airplane settle onto the runway.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't have been as exciting for the passengers or to make
it a lot safer.
It's not uncommon for a heavy aircraft. What kind of aircraft was it?
Airbus.
Two engines and wings.
Airbus 3-2 something, maybe.
Yeah, see, that's not that big of an airplane.
It was pretty big.
Airbus A320?
Yeah, that's what it was, I think.
It's not that big of an airplane. So he could go missed at 200 feet, and he's not going to touch. But you take like a 7-4 or something, he may touch the ground in a normal go-around at the 200-foot decision altitude.
All I am hearing is, Greg, you are right, and you are a genius to call that.
Voices
that, I'm just
Greg.
Translating for everybody else.
Maybe you just need to tell this story to other guys who are not in flight instructors or pilots.
All right, yeah. Thanks for the support, Dimitri.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your dive safety association.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You were born to fly.
Hi, my name's Ariel Tweedo. You may remember me from Flying Wild Alaska on the Discovery Channel. You are listening to Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly.
And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know?
Greg, I got my ticket, so what the hell are you waiting on?
Yeah.
Yeah, real funny. I'll get it eventually. Maybe we'll see Ariel next week at Sun and Fun. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keefe. And I got online, and I found this song. What is it called again, Ed?
You can always go around.
You can always go around. All right, let's see if we can do this here.
Okay. You can always go around, but if it don't look right coming down, don't wait until your sight's maybe sliding on the ground. You can always go around.
All right, yeah, it has kind of like an old gospel kind of vibe to it. Huh?
Yep.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, we may use that. Yeah. It is catchy. I'm not sure it's going to be an earworm for me. I'm too... I don't know. I'm too discerning in that kind of stuff. It's not exactly the next Beyonce hit, but hey, it'll work, I guess, right?
Well, it's what I want you to think about if you ever get in an airplane again and you need to go around. I want that song to come in your head.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dimitri, do you like that? Do you think that would be a hit in Russia? Or what are your thoughts? Yeah? No?
If you translate it properly.
We need to have a Russian translation version of it. Okay, fair enough. All right, well, you can look it up on YouTube.
You can translate some stuff, just not quite that fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll play some other tunes as well. Now, Dennis is with us via the web in Minnesota, but he is coming down from the Great White North to go to Sun and Fun. And Dennis, you know, you came across some story that we got to talk about. We'll get to Sun and Fun here in just a bit, but... you've been following the Lantana Airport fiasco down in South Florida, correct?
Yep. Yep, with the presidential TFRs, and, mm-hmm. I think we found a way to get even finally.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, jets are now allowed back into Lantana.
Oh, that's right. So we were covering this story.
Jets don't go into Lantana. It's too small of an airport.
Well, there was a guy down there landed, and mm-hmm. Then the FAA came after him, said, "Hey, you can't do that." And he goes, "Oh, yes, I can." And I guess he sued him or something, and evidently it's turned out he's correct.
Hmm.
Is that right?
He sued him he challenged them on the grounds of they accepted federal grants and they were discriminating against particular classes of aircraft. So
you're a jet racist.
That's the same lawsuit that they had out in California.
Yeah, with Santa Monica.
Yep.
Did it work there? It didn't work there, did it? Because they don't let jets in there, do they?
Well, what they did over there was they shortened the runway.
Ah, well, that's one way to fix it. But they didn't do that in West Palm or Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And evidently, this guy, he won, and now they got to let in jets or something. So the local residents down there are freaking out. You thought they were upset about Trump?
Oh, okay. So basically this guy wants to, yeah. Okay, you could probably squeeze a citation in there.
Well, it's a citation one that he actually went in and landed in there after he acquired his new jet. And I guess this was like back in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you could put a citation one in there.
Okay.
That it's
not that hard to do.
Yeah, not,
it, and if you come in too high with a tailwind... you just bounce,
you
go around.
You can always go around.
You can
That's
always
right.
go around.
You can always go around.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry I introduced him to that song.
We're going to have a little discussion next week.
Okay.
Okay. I think it involves earplugs. All right. Also in the news, so that's one interesting little development for that airport. Harrison Ford, they released... the ATC contact or the tape from his little incident where he landed on a taxiway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you hear it, Ed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did?
He's a schmuck.
Well, he called himself a schmuck, just so we're clear.
Yeah, I'm the schmuck that landed on the taxiway.
I haven't heard it. Is it as entertaining as it sounds like when you say that?
It was self-deprecating. He could tell he was pissed at himself.
I thought it was pretty funny, though, when they asked him for his name and phone number, and he said, calmly just replies back, Harrison Ford, and there's this pause, and it dawns on the air traffic controller, 10 seconds later, who it was that he was talking to.
Yeah.
And then he asks for the phone number, and he says, now I understand the concern here. This number will not go to anyone except to the FAA FISDO office. His response was, I'd actually rather it went to everyone instead of them. Mm-hmm. So, I guess making best of a crappy situation.
Yeah. So you think that plays to his advantage at all in this situation? The fact that he's so prominently known as an aviator and stuff, or do you think they'll care? He'll be like numbers 275. Here's your.
I think it works the other direction, actually, because if they don't take some sort of an action and document it, it's going to be, received very poorly that, if you're a celebrity, you can land on the taxiway and get away with it. So they're going to have to, I almost feel like they have to make an example of him, even though it's, possibly a screw up, he had wake turbulence or something he had said when he was talking to the tower and was confused with the airliner taxiing out and.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's gonna have a chat with the emperor. you know, or something.
He's probably going to go have to have a couple hours of duel in a check or, you know, a flight exam.
Yeah, 709.
709 ride. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, 709 is what, refresher thingy?
No, it's
what?
A reevaluation of his skills as a pilot. It's a pretty standard procedure in an incident like that, that the FAA will retest him and make sure he's still good to fly, and it provides them a cover their ass in that, you know, hey, we made sure that he was fine and he's fine and we've done our part. Mm-hmm. Check the box, move on.
Okay, but how are they going to determine which FAA examiner gets to do that with Harrison Ford? Are they going to auction it off in the office? Hey, I want it. Oh my God!
Oh,
ladies,
no. They won't want to do it. They will. The loser would get it.
Loser? Why? You wouldn't want to be in the plane with Harrison Ford?
They don't want.
It's like, dude, I'll pass you.
The FAA doesn't want to sign anything. Nobody in the FAA wants to put their neck out and risk anything. So flying with Harrison Ford is more of a risk than flying with you or me.
What? Are you kidding me? No, they're going to bring Blu-rays of Star Wars. Say, Harrison, look, I'll pass you, but you're going to have to sign five of these, and then I'm going to put them up on eBay.
And that'd be a bribe, and they get fired. No, that you got to think government employee.
Hmm.
Okay, bureaucrat.
All right, that's why I guess I'm not cut out for that kind of work.
It's kind of hard to think that way, isn't it?
Well, it is. They're human beings. They're going to want to
involved.
Well, they're going to want to. They're going to want to fly with Harrison Ford. Who wouldn't want
to
do that?
They would like to fly with Harrison Ford, but not in that scenario.
Capacity.
Not in a professional capacity.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, not when they have to do a check on him for something that he did incorrectly.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure he'd be playing that card as well. It's like, hey, seen any of my movies? And then the examiner.
Now, the instructor's probably going to be fighting over who gets to do the retraining.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of my movies? Yeah, I have. You're going down, buddy. Something like that, maybe.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. Captain Dennis also connected with us from Minnesota via the web, and Dimitri is on Skype, who is planning to fly in to Sun and Fun next week. Now, Dimitri, you are a Russian correspondent, so we've been doing our best over the last few weeks to create some kind of international incident. Would you expect that to happen next week when you fly into Sun and Fun, or what? What do you think?
I really hope to avoid any accident. No,
okay.
Let's not make accidents. Let's do Sun and Fun.
Let's just have Sun and Fun and avoid any Harrison Ford, flight plans, I guess. But you're coming in, you're renting a plane, or you have a plane that you're flying up for Sun and Fun next week? What are you doing?
I rent a plane from my flight school. So in the morning, we will take off with my wife and my instructor.
Okay.
We fly in for a day. Yeah.
Got it. He's done that before, or no? Do you know?
I think no.
Oh, well, he's in for a treat.
Yeah.
Read up on the NOTAM.
Yeah, make sure you know the... You know, the route.
Fly to Lake Parker, find the smokestack, follow the interstate. Turn between the two water towers.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Rock your wings.
Yeah, I read about it many times. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
It is.
Oh, and turn your transponder off when you're within 5 miles of Lake Parker, so all the airplanes on your screen go away just about the time you're about to spot them.
Yeah, that'll make you feel nice. I actually looked at the weather. The weather looks like it'll be pretty good next week for the most part. Yeah, we may have some of our afternoon thunderstorm stuff going on, but it didn't look too ugly. But we'll see. We will see. We're going to check in with our buddy Jim, who's already on site, I believe. And Lights, who is the executive director of Sun and Fun, Big Cheese, Big Kahuna, he is threatened to join us on today's big show as well. So we'll kind of give, the lay of the land for you, Dimitri. So we send you in there with, properly equipped. Does that sound like a plan?
Wow, sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, he's excited. Yeah, you can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. More coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Pretty good. Just trying to figure out these landings.
Increase altitude.
Increase altitude. It always says it. No, I'm trying to altitude. Land.
Terrain alert.
I know
terrain
there's alert. Terrain. I'm trying terrain to alert. Land on the terrain.
Terrain alert. Pull up.
I will
pull
not. Up. I am my pull own
up.
Person.
Pull up. Terrain alert. Pull up. Terrain alert.
Damn it.
Landing unsuccessful.
Yeah, I saw you, freaking dong. Yeah.
Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. He might be at Sun and Fun next week. Maybe he's going to fly his jet in there. I'm sure he'd have to lay over in Lantana first and fly that 777 now that he can land in Lantana. He can land. It just may not be able to take off after he makes the attempt. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, I don't even think he'd be able to land at Lantana in that.
Well, as I said, he could land. He just won't be able to take off. He might take out some of those... You know, homeowners near the airport that are complaining.
There you go.
One false swoop. Just saying. All right. So I am Greg, your co-pilot, with Captain Ed, Captain Keith, also Dennis and Dimitri helping us out as well today. We've added another person to the mix. On the phone, we have Captain Jim, who's a commercial pilot for a major airline. That's all we're going to say. We don't want to say any more than that because he's there on site having some fun at Sun and Fun right now. Jim, welcome. How are you, buddy?
How are you doing, brother?
Doing good, doing good. Looking forward to coming out to Sun and Fun after missing it last year. So, I had some issues that popped up on me and couldn't make it, but I'm anxious to get back there and hang. So are you all set up with the campsite and everything down there at Sun and Fun in Lakeland or what?
Yeah, Smoke and I got here, yesterday morning about 2 a.m. We drove from Frankfort, Kentucky. We keep a camper up there, so we flew in there and then drove back and got here about 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right, but you got your
and got
primo
everything
spot.
Set up yesterday, yep. And yeah,
all right, you're good
no
to go.
No big complaint.
All right, good plan. So Dimitri is flying in. Have you ever done that yourself, or have you guys always bring brought your camper in and helped out as
I
far as volunteers?
I did it once, Greg. Right. 1 year, my dad and I flew down from Sanford and flew his 182 in here, and it was
once is enough is what you're saying?
Well, I'm wondering.
No,
if that's
actually,
where he's going.
the actual flight from Orlando to Sanford would have been just fine, except I had just ferried a 152 from Opa-locka to Tulsa and turned around and brought another one back to Sanford.
Wow.
Right, I did 27 hours of flight time and 32 hours of elapsed time or something like that. I was exhausted. So it was a bit of an overload there
So that year was Sun and Sleep, I'm guessing, for you.
Yeah, I got caught up, but it took me a little bit. And that would have been like 96 or something like that. So it was a long time ago.
Okay.
But no, I haven't flown in here.
All right. Well,
other than that one time.
Yeah. Are you smarter than that now?
Hmm.
Well, I'm smarter than doing that kind of stuff at ferrying them airplanes.
Yeah, I heard
you.
Yeah,
I'm significantly more educated than I was at that time.
Well, Dimitri, does that make you feel better or worse? What do you think?
I think it makes me feel better.
Okay, we'll go with that one. We'll go with that. By the way, are you staying overnight, Dimitri, or are you guys just flying in for the day?
No, I fly in for the day. I have to come back home because of kids.
Ah, see, you're not really taking advantage of the whole thing. If you do what Jim does, this is like, you're there for like 2 full weeks, right, Jim?
Yeah, and out on Monday after the show, so that'd be, what, the 10th?
Yeah.
And so we got it. It'd be one day shy of 2 weeks.
Right. So. Well, there you go. But that's
it up. I spend 1/12 of my time in the year at air shows. So between really? Here and Oshkosh, because we're 2 weeks here and 2 weeks in Oshkosh. So
yeah. I mean, that's just what you do for fun. I mean,
it makes it easier to justify the camper payment.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah, are you on a mission this year for Sun and Fun? I mean, I know you guys have been working on this kit plane. You still have you made much progress on that?
Well,
we
thought we were going to really get going on that in the fall, and my dad got real sick. Yeah. And I didn't even set foot in Florida for more than a total of 48 hours in 3 months. I was up there with him the whole time. Fortunately, he pulled through that, and, you know, so we're starting to get resettled and get moving on that. But, yeah, we had planned to be well into some progress on that by this time, but it all got screwed up with his health. But, you know, you got to put your priorities straight. So we'll get there.
Yeah. And you have, I mean, Sun and Fun is a great place to get motivated again. That's kind of how I'm looking at this because, you know, I haven't really been out to any aviation events since I had this little open heart surgery thing. So I'm ready to get back into the swing of things, and I'm going to use Sun and Fun as motivation to get back on track to get my pilot's license.
Well, that's the way it always works for us. You know, we get in the wintertime, we divert into the other outdoor sports and stuff like that, and then right about this time we shift back into aviation mode. And you know, Smokey always says this is the warm-up, and then in Oshkosh, right, we're full-blown aviation nuts by then. So.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know. What does a commercial pilot like yourself do for fun in the off-season of air shows? I mean, I'm not sure if I should even ask. I'm wondering, though.
Well, you know, I'm a hunter, and I like shooting sports and stuff like that.
Okay. So you got to go shoot something well, you and Keith are cut after the same cloth in that regard. So he goes and does some of that, you know, takes out Bambi or whatever, and, you know, that fills a week or so, I guess. Yeah. Good stuff. I like it. It's all good. And but as far as the show itself, what do you expect to see this year? Do you have any preconceived notions, or have you seen anything on site already that has piqued your interest, or are they just still coming
up? Well, actually, I'm glad you kind of waited to call me because the T6s, the Geico Skytypers, were practicing a minute ago, and of course you couldn't hear them when they were going by.
Okay, no way.
You couldn't hear anything else.
He just spoke Russian, didn't he? I have no idea what he just said.
Geico Skytypers, they do the aerobatic routine, and they do skyriding with the smoke.
Skytypers, is that that's what they call
it? Yeah, but it's not like a regular skyrider, you know, where it's more like on a dot matrix printer.
Yeah.
They would release the smoke, and it makes letters. They find formation and do it that way.
Yeah. Interesting.
But, yeah, they were just flying. They were just practicing a little while ago. So,
those
T6s get kind of loud when they go by. So I'm glad you held off. They just landed about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, there you go.
You know, some L-39s. I think I saw Michael Gulin's plane just land a minute ago. I don't think he was actually in it, but, you know, somebody was ferrying it in for him. So, yeah, people were showing up.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Jim, did you get your normal spot?
Yeah.
I got the exact same spot I've had every year for, I don't know, 7-8 years.
So we know where to find you.
You do know where to find me. I'm underneath the great big flagpole with the American flag and University of Louisville.
There
Look
you
at
go.
Him. Yeah. More things change, the more they stay the same.
Well, there are actually more spots blocked off this year than I think I've seen before. So I may have to increase my time here and get here earlier to make certain that I have the same spot so that knuckleheads like you can find me.
True. There's always a downside.
Yeah.
In your favorite spot.
So are you going to stay down here?
That's assuming that you want him to find you, Jim.
Well, I mean...
Well, and you know, that's where I was going with this. Are you going to stay down here?
Well, I'm flirting with it. The weather looks like it'd be pretty good. Dennis is coming down on Tuesday, Wednesday, so I was flirting with coming down there and hanging with him for a while and maybe seeing the nighttime air show on Wednesday night or something.
Yeah, come on down because, seriously... You know, the best part of the show for, I guess, maybe the last 10 years or so. In the last 10 years, the best thing that I've seen is you trying to erect a tent.
I do still have video of that.
I have the tent here. It's the same tent. I have.
Well, no. I don't use that tent. I'm planning to go over to Costco and buy one of these pop tents. I don't have to do anything. And they're like 50
Let me explain something to you. There isn't enough money in your bank account to buy a tent that will allow you to put it up without a catastrophe.
Oh, let the Fool's Day jokes continue. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, yeah, the weather's looking pretty good, though. I mean, it's getting down to like low 60s. That's even, Captain Ed weather for Campton, isn't it?
Yeah, almost.
Clamping?
I'd like it below 60.
I saw like a low of 62, 63.
Yeah, but it needs to be that every night.
Well, I think it could be, but it's like 87 or something during the day and sun. But it'll be good. That'll be great sun and fun weather. That's what it's all about. So we'll see how this unfolds. And, I don't know, we're threatening to get lights on. Who's the big cheese from Sun and Fun? See if we can connect with him next right here on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer. In the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If you build an airplane and people are afraid of anything that flies, you can't just take the wings off of it, because at that point, all you're left with is a really slow, super expensive bus. We built an airplane, we gotta fly it.
Airplane, airplane, don't you go down today, take me away. Off to a better place, you know, just where I'd like to go. Please get me there real soon. I've important things that I must do.
Like go to Sun and Fun. Yeah. That would be a perfect place to go in your airplane. That's what Dimitri is doing here next week for the big event in Lakeland, Florida. We have Lights on the phone with us right now. Lights, welcome to Just Plain Radio. How are you, my friend?
Outstanding, Craig and team, Dennis and crowd. I'm loving life. I'm like a kid waiting for Christmas, only it's going to happen in April.
There you go, and which is way better weather.
Yes, sir.
We don't want any snow. We want sand. We want sun and fun. And, you know, there might be a little sand in there, too. But a lot of airplanes. So is it bigger?
75 and sunny, sir.
There you go. Is it bigger and better this year for Sun and Fun, you think? What is your prediction so far?
Well, I tell you what. I'm strapping into my F-18 and ready to light the blowers and go vertical because our sales, our preemptive online sales, are up over 35% over anything we've ever seen in the history of Sun and Fun.
How about
that? The weather is looking awesome. Our participants have grown substantially to the point that we can now declare victory for exhibitors and vendors. We passed 503 of them just yesterday, and yeah, that's right. There's none of those people out there selling hand lotion or the flip flops for you. This is all aviation related stuff. It's really cool.
Excellent.
And of course, then you add to that, we got all this great lineup of aviation acts. It's on track to be the record year for Sun and Fun.
How about that? You know, Dimitri's flying in for the first time. He's from Russia, and I know he's very excited. Do you think it's going to be super busy in that regard for people flying in their planes, too, or do you know?
I would tell you right now, Dimitri, what you better do is read that NOTAM, memorize it, follow the procedures. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting, and you'll be flying in there with hundreds of airplanes every day because the weather across the United States for the next 10 days, all the way up north into the Ohio Valley and out west, just short of Texas and Oklahoma, is just gorgeous.
All right.
So here they come, and they're coming for a lot of reasons. So you get in line and get there early and stay late.
Yeah. You got many Russians coming in that he can bond with or not? I mean, he wants to bond with American folks, I guess. Right,
well,
Dimitri?
We got a MiG-23 guy here.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a Russian, old Soviet mechanic. And we got the MiG-29. Half scale that's got a big General Motors engine in there with the turbo fan and actually flies. It flew last year, and this year they're going to fly it again. So, yeah, there's all kinds of Russian stuff out here.
Well, there you go. Dimitri, will that make you feel, at home, or you want to get away from that stuff? I don't know.
No, I think it doesn't matter. I want to see. I want to see different planes and meet different people.
Yeah. Okay. He's very worldly. He wants to stretch his wings a little bit there. You know what I'm saying, Light? So and yeah, this
absolutely.
Is
well,
perfect
the good news
place
is
to
he
it.
Can stretch them and see every possible combination or denomination of aircraft and aircraft part and all the different designs and from the oldest to the newest to the most advanced technical fighters, all the way down to the airplanes that were built back in the early 1900s. So everything in between is there. You can't miss it.
Great. Now, what about the big teams that are performing at the show next week? What can you tell us? Who do we have?
Well, we're going to kick off on Tuesday with the very first act. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It is the French military jet demonstration team. They're coming all the way from Dijon. They are the equivalent of the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. And, oh, by the way, there are 9 jets in the sky, and we would call it red, white, and blue smoke, but they call it blue, white, and red. Blue, white, and red smoke, because that's the colors of their national flag, and they'll perform the first thing on Tuesday. That'll kick off the show. We rolled through a series of world-class aerobatic champions. Wednesday, if you're there, you'll get to see the arrival of over 30 P-51 Mustangs.
Wow.
That's right. You didn't hear 3. You heard 30. It's an anniversary, the 30th anniversary of Stallion 51, the number one training facility for all Mustang pilots. They'll be here Thursday, Wednesday, fly on Thursday. On Friday, they'll be around and leave out on Saturday. And then, of course, we've got the Blue Angels arriving on Friday for a practice Friday, Saturday, and Sunday show. And fill with just a myriad of other great warbirds. We've got a P-40 coming in here. We've got a couple of B-25s. We've got every known act from Patty Wagstaff to Matt Yonkin to the whole litany of great aerobatic acts, for sure.
Wow. Well, it sounds exciting. You know, I'm really excited personally because I missed last year. I had some issues, couldn't make it. It derailed me a little bit. But I'm coming back to Sun and Fun this year with a vengeance and to get motivated to get back in the cockpit finally and get my license. You hear what I'm saying? So it sounds like you guys are this is going to be the perfect place to do that.
Well, you know, the neatest part about the whole thing, Craig, is this is the coolest part, is that it's a lot of fun to be here as an aviator. You get to experience all the different components of flight, whether you're flying, fixing, designing, repairing, or building your own. But at the end of the day, the dollars you spend here, the money you pay to go through the gate, it's not a payment. It's an investment. It's a donation for the future of aviation, for the aerospace industry. Because we are now the world's leading number one producer of teenage pilots and mechanics. In our high school and our scholarships to go to fly airplanes, fix airplanes, or go to college to be an aerospace engineer. We lead the world in scholarships and aviation opportunities. And we've turned it around so when you come in, you're making an investment. You're adding to the collection of aerospace professionals that we are part of and helping that industry grow, which is one of the strongest industries in the United States today. Well, kind of got woefully undermanned.
It's a win-win for sure. You get to, you know, go hang with a bunch of pilots and people you like to hang with, and look at these cool planes. That you know, it's a passion. That's Dimitri, and it brings, you know, people like him, and it brings everybody together under one umbrella of loving to fly. I can't wait. Of course, we'll cover it wall to wall right here in Just Plane Radio. Wander the grounds and do a special edition of the big show. So make sure you tune in for that. Till then, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.